Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Guided to Safety and Love by Nina Rudd, Washington, USA. One day in 1964, my mother came home from work and announced that she had found a pet for the family. My father, little sister, and I eyed her speculatively. My sister asked what kind of a dog it was. My mother said it was a poodle named Peppy. I couldn't believe she wanted a poodle, especially one with such a foo-foo name, but she had made up her mind. "Actually, I'm doing a coworker a favor," she said. "The man who owns Peppy says he hates to be alone and needs children to play with him." Peppy arrived the next night, his short tail bobbing happily. I remained aloof, thinking poodles should have stayed in France. My sister played with him until bedtime, and he begged for more attention. I ignored him. He was a prolific digger, so our backyard fence wouldn't hold him. We tied him. He pulled out of his collar. We drove stakes into the ground. He dug them up. We put a harness on him, staked to the ground, and tied him to the laundry pole. He was still waiting for me at the front door at the end of the day, smiling happily. Every day he asked me with his eyes to play with him or take him somewhere. At night he would wait until I fell asleep, leave his bed by the wall heater, sneak down the hall, and hop onto the end of my bed. One night, while everyone was sleeping, I was in a half-dream state. My throat hurt, my eyes stung, and some animal was whining in my ear. I opened my eyes and saw fog in my room. I wonder who had left the window open. Peppy whined and nibbled at my pajama sleeve. Then I woke up and realized that it wasn't fog in my room, it was smoke. I couldn't breathe standing up, so I got down on the floor and crawled beneath the smoke. Peppy followed my every move, his curly-haired belly dragging on the ground. If I hadn't been so scared, I would have laughed. We finally arrived in the kitchen where the smoke was very thick. I coughed heavily but went forward. Peppy went with me. We crawled to the stove. I covered my face with my pajama top and stood up to see that my mother had left a frying pan with grease still in it on a burner that was still on. I turned off the burner and crawled to open the back door. Smoke billowed into the backyard. Peppy ran out, but returned to follow me as I crawled back to wake my family. They had their door shut and hadn't smelled the smoke. We aired out the house, then gathered in the kitchen to thank Peppy. He saved our lives and earned my respect forever. To this day, I have never seen a finer example of unconditional love than a poodle named Peppy.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.